I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been almost a year since an earthquake devastated much of Haiti, and in many ways, the emergency is far from over. 1 million Haitians are still living in makeshift camps. That's about a tenth of the country's population. Cholera continues to take lives at an alarming rate, and the Haitian government is ground to a halt amid election turmoil. The World's Jeb Sharp is in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Jeb, you have been there for a few days now. What are you seeing?
What's amazing, Lisa, a year after the devastation, is that when you arrive in Port-au-Prince now, it still looks like an incredibly devastated place. There's still rubble. There's still destroyed buildings everywhere. There's still all these people everywhere, all over the city, living in tents, in makeshift shelters, in shacks, some informally, some in camps where NGOs have services, where there have been some latrines, where there's clean water points, where there are medical clinics. But that doesn't mean you have running water or electricity or livable conditions in your tent in that camp. Nobody would want to live like that.
When you say nobody would want to live like that, specifically, how are they living? Is there a family maybe you spoke with or a few individuals in or out of the camps?
Yes. I mean, I was in a camp yesterday, and life goes on. People are cooking, they're washing, they're talking, they're laughing, they're selling goods. You know, like any place where humans have to live, they adapt to the circumstances. But I think it's an abstraction when you're far away. When you're up close, you actually see what it means to sit by the side of a tent and wait for the day to go by and know that tomorrow is going to be the same and the next day is going to be the same, and that there's a big pile of trash just a few tents away because there's no trash collection and people have to put their refuse somewhere. But lives do go on. I mean, I had an amazing encounter with a group of boys who were flying kites over the tents on the hillside where their camp is, and they were just full of joy. They were making the kites right in front of me from wood and string and plastic bags, and then up they soared into the wind, and they were smiling and laughing. And you know, it sounds so grim, but life goes on as it must, and you see the entire range from people who look traumatized and exhausted to a little 12-year-old running around with a kite.
And Jeb, what's happening right now with the cholera epidemic, and to what extent is it now under control?
I wouldn't say it's under control at all. The numbers of dead are in the 3,000 range and rising, and those are only the dead known to have died of cholera. I followed on Sunday a public health worker whose job it is to go around and collect the bodies of cholera victims, because it's so important to disinfect the corpses and bury them properly so that they themselves don't spread the cholera bacteria to other people. And it was incredibly sobering, because in both cases that I saw, a three-month-old baby called Jenny, who had lived in a tent downtown, and also an older man in a different neighborhood, had died within hours of becoming ill, and the people caring for them weren't able to get medical help in time. So you can see how urgent it is and how frightening it is. There's also some denial and fear around even admitting that you have someone with cholera in the family. When the body collector went to pick up one of the bodies at a clinic the other day, just after they had disinfected the body and loaded it into a van to take to the burial site, five very angry family members came up and started haranguing the public health workers because they wanted the body back and they felt the body was being kidnapped. And they denied that their brother, cousin, friend had died of cholera and were just absolutely furious that the body was being taken away.
That's the world's Jeb Sharp in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. You can read Jeb's blog from Haiti with more of her firsthand observations at theworld.org.